What about Hofel Latenim? Let's say the husband is only mefer half of the nether. He says that you made a nether, not teeth. Figs, and be made for that part. He's made for the figs. Halacha is Einay Mufer, Chiefer Afla Novim. Divir Reb Yishmael, that's Reb Yishmael's Lashon. That's Pshat our Mishnah also like that. That when you're only made for half of the nether, that means nothing until you're made for the whole nether. And the Ram says, Einay Mufer, Einay Mufer Kol HaNether. Could you mean about?
Yeah.
Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel's Lashon, and now Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Harehu Oimer. The Pasuk says, Isha Yikimenu V'Yishi Yifrenu. Pasuk says the husband has a right to be Mekayin the nether, to keep the nether of his wife, or else he could be made for it, he could take it away. So there's the Hekish of Hakoma to Afora. So Rabbi Akiva says, Ma Yikimenu. Mimenu, just like you're telling me now to be Mekayim the nether. It's enough to be Mekayim a part of the nether. The husband doesn't have to say he wants the whole nether to be here. It's enough if he just says part of the nether should be Kayim. Like here, where she made a big nether not to eat figs and grapes, and the husband was Mekayim one part of it, the whole thing is Kayim. If so, Rabbi Kiva holds, Af Yifirenu Mimenu. The same thing, the Pasuk says Yifirenu should be the same halacha. If he's made for only part of the nether, should also be good. And the Ram says, Ma yikimenu mimenu, the mashma to the miktsosoi, part of it, dainu mimenu, is ukam kulad yikimenu wachi mashma fi frenu nami. Avgav le mashma fi wachi, hoiskish, to should be hekish. So if the husband is made for part of the nether, automatically the whole nether should be made for. Should be mufon, there should be no nether. And this the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael answers back, Miksiv Yefer Mimenu. As the Pasuk says, Yefer Mimenu, from it, it doesn't say it. So therefore, by Afarwa, there's no such halacha. Rabbi Akiva holds that Makesh Afarwa Liakama, true, it doesn't say it, but there's a Hekish. We learn that one from the other. Ma Hakama Mimenu, Afarwa Mimenu. That's Rabbi Akiva's Svar. And this Amr Rabbi Chiya Barab, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Zu Divri Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva. This is the words of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Avol Chachomim Moim Lechom say, Makish Hakom Ali Afora. We do make the Hekesh between Hakom and Afora. Therefore, Ma Afora, Ma Shefer Hofer, is Af Hakoma, Ma Shekayim Kayim. He taka makes the Hekesh. It says, just like the Afarah, whatever you made for helps, who are then the Akamah also helps. So Ran says that Zui Girsus Aswarim, Lufiz Oda Tanan, Hopful Attain the Main of Mufar, Kolaneda Kamar. The Chur, what this Pshah, what the Chur means to say is, in the Mishnah, if the husband is made for part of the Nether, what it means, Ain a Mufar means the other part is not Mufar. But the one part that he took off, that goes off. Avomah Shefer Hufar. The Ain of cloud might cover about what about it saying over here, my Afora. So according to this Pshat, the Chumma telling us now that Pshat in the Mishnah is, when the husband is made for part of the nether, true, that part, Taker, the Afora is good. Just on the other part, the Afora is no good. So this the Chum now, a new sheet to come to tell us that just like by Afora, that's the Locha, the same thing by Kamar also. Mahakoma, Mashakan Kaim, the same thing. That when you're Mekayim part of the nether, you should know only that part of the nether is Mekuyim and not the other part. The other part has no Akama. So, Kitzur, there are three Shittas here. Three Shittas, like what's Pshat? And the Chacham, the Locha Posh is like the Chacham here. That the Chacham say, we're Makesh Hakama Liaforo. That Mahaforo, Mashefer Ofer. That the Hekesh is that just like when you make for part of the nether, true, that part that you make for helps. That part is not here anymore. So, but the other part is still here. The same thing applies by Hakamah also. If you're Mekayim part of the nether, there's only Hakamah on that part. The other part is still around. If you'll be made for it by the end of the day, the Afora would still be good. Omra, what about the Mishnah says, Kainim Taina? She says it in one Lashon though. She says it in two Lashonis. She says, Omra, Kainim Taina Shematwemis. She makes a nether not to eat figs. And then she says, V'yanovo, and then grapes that I cannot eat. So that's called two different Adarim. Today everybody agrees that they're two different Adarim. So what you do to one is on that one. The other one you have to do also. One doesn't help with the other one. So Mar says, oh my Rav, Rav says, Mas Nisin, Rabbi Shimoni. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Yomar Atchiyoy Ma Shvu Alecholechad B'yechot. So there in the Gemara in Shavuos, what's Mechalak? What makes things separate, Shavuos? You have to say the word Shavua L'cholechad B'yechot. That makes it separate. Like here also. And our Mishnah, what makes it a separate neder? The fact she had to speak out and said, she said, Koinem Teine Shena Tuemis. V'yanova Shena Tuemis. She has to say the word Shena Tuemis two times. Now the Ran says, Omar Rav Rabbi Shimoni, the Yom HaTshiyom Meshvu L'Cholech V'yechot. If you have Shruas HaPikodin, if not awesome, Ho Yechamisha Toi V'Noisai, five people were asking you for money. For Yom and you said, Shvu Hashem L'Cho B'Yodi, I swear I don't know you, for Loi L'Cho V'Lo L'Cho, I don't know you, I don't know you. It's Chayim HaKolech V'yechot, it's Chayim for every one of them. It's considered like you made a separate Shvu of each one of them. Rabbi Shimon, I know, HaTshiyom Meshvu L'Cholech V'yechot. You only chayiv a separate korban like for Shavuos HaPikodin if you say, I swear to you, and I swear to you, and I swear to you. You have to say the word Shavuos five times. Hezochi nami, lechoshav leshnei nedorim, ma'ashetiyom eshein etuemes, lecholechet v'yechot. Not enough that Shistam says, I make a neder not to eat this and that. Av lemom rakoinim eshein etuemes, loitein of loyanova, the Rebbe Shimon neder echerevi. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's still called one neder. L'rabbonon hevet shnei nederim. Kvarkasavti l'malo t'kamlon k'Rabbi Shimon. That's why it's not enough just to say l'zeh u l'zeh, but rather you have to say two times the words shnei netuemes, like it says in our Mishnah. Koinem teina shnei netuemes, and then v'yanova shnei netuemes. Since she says it separately, shnei netuemes this and shnei netuemes that, and that makes it into two separate nederim. But if it wouldn't be for the special lashon, it would be considered one big neder. That's like Rabbi Shimon Shita, and not like Rabbanan Shita. Mishnah Baita. What about the man says, Yoideya ani sheyesh nedarim? I know there's a parsha of nedarim. Avlein yodeya sheyesh mafirin. But doesn't say I don't know that I have the right to be made for the neder. Or else, then yefer. He has the right to be made for later when he finds out about it. Because even though he heard about his wife's neder, but since when he first heard about it, he did not know the halacha that he's allowed to be made for it, it's not called B'yom Shemaya. Later, when he finds out the halacha, that's when he still could be made for it. What about if he says, the husband, Yodei Ani Shesh Mefirin? I know the halacha husband could be made for his wife's nederim. Avlein Yodei Shezeh Neder, but I don't know that this was the type of a neder that the husband could be made for. In such a case, Remei Yoyim Lo Yefer. Remeya says, so what? Since when you first heard the neder, you knew there were certain type of nedarim you could be made for, that's called B'yom Shemaya. And if the husband is not made for that day, he can't be made for later on. So if a chacham b'yom no yefer, that since at the first time when the husband heard about it, he did not know the halacha that this is the type of a neder, devarim shebeino lebeino, or as inu nefesh, the husband didn't know the halacha, so that's not called B'yom Shemaya. First later, when he finds out the halacha, that this was a type of a neder that I could be made for, that's called B'yom Shemaya. So from then on, he has that day to be made for the neder. All right, we'll stop here. You'll hold enough pei zayin on a base. Say the Mishnah again. Yodei ani sheyesh nederim. If a husband says he knows that there's a parasha of nederim, avlein yodei sheyesh mafirin. But the husband does not know that he has the power to be made for his wife's nedarim. That's what he says. Or else, so locher is yefer. Locher is in such a case, he has the right to be made for. So Ran says, what it means, yefer means, liyacha mikan, later on, kishenoydu loy shabal yochel hofer. He's later on, when the husband finds out that there is such a pasha of hafara, that a husband could be made for the nedarim, that's called B'yom Shemaya. So that day that he finds out the halacha, that he's allowed to be made for the neder, that day he can be made for the neder. What about if the husband says, Yodei ani sheyesh mafirin? Dozman says, yes, I know the halachas. I know that the halacha that a husband could be made for certain type of nedarim. Avleni yodaya shezeh neder. But when he heard that his wife made a neder, he did not know that this is the type of a neder that he could be made for. So is that called b'yom shemaya not? In other words, he heard today that his wife made a neder. But right now, when he heard about it, he does not know that this is the type of a neder that he could be made for. Is that called he has the idea about the afarat or not? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir Oymer lo yefer. Rabbi Meir says, no, he can't be made for. And the Ran says that the one pshat is, ikuman diyomar to lo yefer klal koma. Rabbi Meir says that the husband never has the right to be made for. Loi hayoyim lo yachas shediyu. Not today, and not even later when he finds out halacha. Why not? He says, "Hayom today, the le mikri yom shmoyu. Today is not called the day you heard about the neder. She ain't made for that he could be made for, because he doesn't know the halacha that he's allowed to be made for it. Avukashi yedaya she yochel offer uliyacha she diu she yochel offer nami liyofer. V'shem yedia kamais legabish le yochel offer raka mikan yom shmoyu mikri." As the Ran says, like you have to go to Chumra both ways. Lamaisa today, when you first found out about the neder, you know about the neder. So today is called a little bit of a B'yom Shemaya. But it's not enough of a B'yom Shemaya to be mefer, because you don't know the halacha that you can be made for this neder. So today you can't. And later, when you find out the halacha also, it's too late. Because since you already knew about it before, it's not called a B'yom Shemaya at all. That's going to be Meir Shita. The Chachamim Moim and the Chachamim say no Yefer. The Chachamim say you're allowed to be Mefer. So the Ran's first pshat is, the Chachamim Yefer, B'yoyim Zeh, the day that you first heard that your wife made a neder, that day you could be Mefer. Even though you don't know the halacha today that you could be Mefer, but if you want to take a gamble and the husband is Mefer today, that far helps. And the Ran explains, the Sviruhu, the Chachamim hold, the Miksas Yediyah, Kekol Yediyah. Since they know a little bit, like they know there is a parasha of Nedarim, that a husband could be made for some Nedarim. So you know a little bit about this parasha of Hafara, that when the husband hears about it, he could say no, he doesn't want the Neder. You just don't know the complete halacha of which type of a Neder you could, which you can't. So the Chum say, that's called B'yom Shemaya. Miksa Shemaya is like a whole Shemaya. So therefore today is considered B'yom Shemaya, and therefore today the husband could be made for him. And if he's not made for today, later on when he finds out that halacha, that he's allowed to be made for, nothing doing. This is the first pshat the Ram learns the machlekes of Rav Meir and the Chachamim. That according to Rav Meir, the husband can never be made for, because it's called the Miksas Yom Shemoy, and later it's too late. And according to Chachamim, he could be made for the first day when he hears about the neder. So this the Gemara says, Ramini, I have a question, Astira. The Pasuk says, by Golis, B'loy Rois, that if you killed somebody b'shogeg, the halacha is you have to go to Golis. But it's only b'lei rois, the pasuk says, because you did not see him. In other words, you did it by accident. It was a shogeg, not a mezid. So idashim from b'lei rois means prat l'suma divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If Yehuda holds, the pasuk says b'lei rois means you did not see him. In other words, you didn't mean to kill him. But it's mashma, you have the possibility to see. Like you're a person that could see. Just this person that you killed, you didn't see him before. Mashma Suma, person that's blind, if he kills somebody, Mishogeg, he doesn't have to go to Golis. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda dashens, which is in our Mishnah the Chachamim of Rabbi Meir. Usually the Plukta, the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Meir, is Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Iran explains, that if you have a Suma, blind person that killed a man, he's potter from Golis. Because the apostle says, B'loi Rois, that you did not see him, mashma though that you could see. You could see other people. But if you're a blind person and you can't see anybody, you're not in the parasha of Golis. That's from Yudhishita. Rabbi Meir Oymer, no, L'Rabbi says Asuma. Rabbi Meir says, no, a blind person also has the Chi of Golis. Even though he can't see, that's what the Pasuk B'loi Rois is including. You didn't see means even if you can't see the person, as long as you killed somebody, B'shegeg, you have to go to Golis. So what do we see from Rameya over here? That Rameya holds a Miksas Riyah. It's called Kukuma Riyah. So Mela, here also, and as by Golis, true, you can't see the person, but since you could tell where the person is, like you killed him, so obviously a blind person could also tell if somebody's there or not. So since you have a little bit of yediyah, if he's there or not, that's considered like a whole yediyah. That's why you chayiv in golus. And the Chum say no, the Chum of Yehuda, which is the Chacham in our Mishnah here, says no, that if you can't see, even though you have a miksas yediyah, like you do know a little bit what's going on, like you could tell where the person is or not, a miksas yediyah is not called anything. So that's the stira. And our Mishnah says just the opposite. And our Mishnah, Rav Meir, says a miksas yediyah of Yom Shemaya means nothing, that you can't be mefer. And Yav Yehuda, the Chum in our Mishnah says yefer. And our Mishnah, Chum in Yav Yehuda holds that if you have a miksas yediyah, in other words, you know, you heard about the Neder today, and you know there's a parsha of Nedarim, and you know that some Nedarim, a husband could be nefer. You just don't know that this is that type of a Neder. That's called a miksas yediyah. So now Mishnah Chumim, which is Rabbi Yehuda holds, a miksas, a little bit of yediyah, is considered like a whole yediyah. It's considered today is called B'yom Shemaya, as if you heard a good Neder today from your wife, and therefore you're allowed to be made for the Neder. If so, why does Rabbi Yehuda here on the Braita say that a summa, a blind person, even though he has a miksas yediyah, like a little bit, he does know what's going on. He does know where the person was. He could smell him, he could feel him. Still, that miksas, that little bit yediyah, is not called like yediyah. It's not called that you're able to have a chiyav golus. So, this is the quote of the first Pshat in the Ran. This is the stira now between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir.